Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, I love this song.
You know, I love me a good coffee.
What have you been putting in your system today, Dana?
Bad things.
Bad decisions today.
I thought we were cleaning up our diet.
We are. I actually started my day with a coffee on my porch. Watch some squirrels. The white squirrel is back, by the way.
It's an albino squirrel.
Without getting into it, she is female. I will leave it at
that.
Love that
porch, by the way.
How do you know?
We need a name for her. Because Scott...
She saw some procreating going on,
There was a different squirrel that was more auburn-colored in nature, violating her in a way that I would like to not discuss. I go, oh, it's a girl!
Maybe they're having a romantic encounter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm out there doing my coffee thing this morning, and I'm super excited. And one of the stories in our stack today is about whether or not you actually get a little pep in your step or feel better if you purchase coffee somewhere and they write a kind note on your cup. So instead of it just says Dan latte with an extra shot of cinnamon, if it says
sounds terrible,
have a great day, what is the psychology behind just reading a positive message to get your day started?
It depends. Do you ask me for a tip or not in the drive-thru?
Here we go.
So this happened to me once. I looked at the cup. It said, I hope something great happens to you today. And he did not ask me for a tip. And my immediate reaction was, I would like to give you $10 just for not asking.
That's right.
Don't make it about the tip. Make it about the message. Do you think that it actually psychologically improves your mood? Because I do.
It probably does, depending on the person, probably for a short amount of time. You know, by the time you've walked out the building.
Someone cuts you off in traffic. From the Business Insider, Starbucks has a new policy mandating their baristas write something on customers' cups.
And I think they're having words with their baristas on how to properly do that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be positive messaging.
You will be nice.
Don't write on my cup. Go screw yourself.
Blank off.
I hope you spill your latte in your crotch.
Well, I don't think they're going to say that.
Well, that would be a lawsuit, as we know, from McDonald's.
It is not unusual for a company of Starbucks size with more than 350,000 employees worldwide to set clear standards for how staff should interact with customers and represent the brand. Yada, yada, yada. The guidelines reviewed by Business Insider indicate that minor rule infractions, including not writing on every customer's cup, using a pen other than a Sharpie to write a note, marking the lid of the cup or pre-marking cups before a customer places their order is not prohibited. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Can't just write a bunch on a bunch of cups, have a great day.
It's got to be individualized for the person that's going through the line.
I've been waiting here for a few minutes just to get a cup of coffee.
Right.
Please and thank you. Give me my cup of coffee. I'm out of here.
But if you're mandated to say something nice, is it really saying something nice?
No, it's not at all.
But then flip that around. does it matter regardless if the person on the receiving end of the positivity still feels positive feelings because of it?
I'm just surprised that the union hasn't started a strike yet.
Well, but they're not, number one, they're not all unionized. Those are in select states and cities. But when I go out to eat, and I don't go out to eat very often, but when I do, and we're waiting for the bill, if I get a check that says, thanks for coming, or you know, they bring the bill out and it says, hey, thanks for coming in, or it was a pleasure to serve you, I don't know that I get a, quote, pep in my step, but I feel appreciated.
Yeah.
You're getting a couple extra bucks.
If you get me my coffee quickly and I can get on my way, now I'll have a pep in my step because I just got good customer service.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Someone got in trouble. You wonder, why was this policy enacted? Why do we have to tell people don't mass produce write things on cups? Someone got in trouble for writing on one of the orders, diabetes, here I come.
May not be wrong.
Come on, that's funny.
That would put a pep in my step.
Diabetes, here I come.
Medium offenses automatically receive a written warning, and serious violations receive a final written warning. I don't want our baristas to be penalized for writing something that, you know, I don't want them to write anything mean. I think diabetes, here I come is funny.
That is funny.
From the text line, for the cup, good luck with the Rogaine.
Wow. Wow.
Diabetes, here I come is only funny if the recipient does not have diabetes.
That's true.
That is true. I feel it.
In the words of Nate Bargatze, type 2, good job. That's the earned one.
Please just get me my coffee quickly and I can be on my way.
Dan, to your point, staff is supposed to try to get drinks in customers' hands in under 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
And one barista says
they
are not. One barista says the threat of discipline removes the chance of meaningful connection since baristas are now writing the notes, quote, under duress.
Okay, let's stop calling them baristas.
They're not just pouring drip coffee.
They're coffee makers.
No, they are not. They are, I think, have you not ever gotten a really good one that looks like a flower or a heart? I had one over the weekend. You know, it's art, Scott. It is art. It can be art.
Well, did you get the one over the weekend from Starbucks?
It was not. It was from one of my favorite little coffee shops.
I think that's Scott's point.
That's lovely.
It was French Market in Prairie Village, and it's absolutely beautiful. I love the notes. I don't know that because they're being forced to write them if...
Okay, well, then let me rephrase my grievance.
Right on the cup. I'm just writing this so I don't get fined.
Right. I'm gonna reword my grievance.
Okay.
If you can do that... with a cup of coffee, where it looks like a leaf.
And right? Flower, and yes.
Then there is a portion of artistry that goes with that. And you can call yourself a barista.
Okay.
But when Maya, for example, and I love that kid.
Love that kid.
But when she was working at the Scooters or whatever it was in the basement at Shawnee Mission Medical Center when she was in high school, she was pouring coffee and handing out bottles of water.
Yeah, sure
she was. She was a coffee maker. She wasn't a barista.
I think if you're making coffee and you have to go tap, 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 and you hear a sound that goes, that's your barista. You're not just pouring the drip.
Well, you have to go tap, 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 and at McDonald's at 5 o'clock in the morning, is the person behind the counter at McDonald's a barista?
I don't know.
I mean, there are different companies give employees different names in order to make it seem to be something bigger.
That it's not.
Disney, we were called cast members.
Okay. Calm down.
Can we refocus this?
Calm down, Aladdin.
Is it such a bad thing that they're forcing this on their employees?
No.
And somebody brings one up on the text line, and I'll go ahead and mention it. It's no secret. We get paid extra money at my other job for saying, hello, thank you, and we'll see you later. That's it.
Aren't you guys required to say, see you later, or I'll see you later?
If we don't say it and a secret shopper comes in, we get deducted points on our score.
Okay. Can I tell you, Sam?
If the secret shopper comes in and we do say it, we get extra money.
I have never once had a bad customer service experience at that place.
What's the problem
ever
with it?
I don't think anything. You guys have the best customer service. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Maybe second only to Chick-fil-A.
No, I think QT's
and
better.
And they have to
and
say...
And you can go 7 days a week.
It's my pleasure. Or whatever they say.
Do they really?
They do have to say, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Scott, it's really funny. Try to say something after they say my pleasure, and they'll just keep saying over and over again, my pleasure.
They're wired that way.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
No, go blank yourself. My pleasure. No, seriously, go blank yourself. My pleasure. Okay. Sam, have you ever had a secret shopper come in?
Oh, yeah. I've been shopped many times in my 10 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that it's a secret shopper from corporate?
Mm-mm. No, they're just in plain clothes.
We have to go to break. The two donuts that Dana had earlier today at the employee meeting are about to resurface, so we're going to go to break now. And the Diet Coke and the two pieces of cake that she's had this afternoon. She's actually leaving the studio as I speak.
Oh, that sugar really kicking in. Running. A number.
It's a 10-wig boom boom.
That is a 10-wig boom boom. 913-586-7. And she even has a live read right here that we're apparently going to move or miss. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That may have actually been a 10-wig boom boom.
Is she okay?
She has not returned.
It's hello.
Been a handful of... Hello.
We don't even have anybody in the building that can go check on her.
Should we call her?
No, that seems inappropriate. Hilarious, but inappropriate.
Multiple massive rare jellyfish washed up on the Texas coast recently, surprising some beachgoers and feasting on a smaller jellyfish series. These jellyfish have tentacles that are 70 feet long.
Insane.
70 feet long. The tentacles weigh about 50 pounds.
Could you imagine getting caught up in one of those?
No, I could not. Would you describe that as a 9 or a 10-wig boom boom?
What do you say about 70 feet long and over?
Well... You tell us.
Welcome back.
Good to have you back, Dana.
Good to be back, Scott. Thank you.
Missed the entire commercial break.
Oh, she didn't even have her phone on her, so that wouldn't have worked.
Oh, you didn't have your phone? We were going to call you.
No!
You didn't have your phone with you? Darn it.
She meant business.
If it feels like everyone on the road is angry, you are not wrong. A new study from AAA found that 96% of drivers, 96%, admitted to driving aggressively in the past year, and most say they have also been victims. Now, I find that hard to believe. People like my mother, for example, would never drive aggressively. Ever.
Until.
No. St. Margaret? Researchers say aggressive driving is contagious. The more drivers experience hostility, the more likely they are to respond in the same way. They found that Cycle has created a culture where anger behind the wheel feels normal and in some cases even turns violent.
10 and 2, straight ahead, do not engage.
More than 1 in 10 drivers admitted to actions such as confronting another driver and even bumping into their car. Here are some of the key findings from this AAA study. 92% reported risky behaviors like speeding or cutting off other drivers. Now, if speeding is considered road rage or aggressive driving, then of course 96% of us have sped.
Yeah, they need to break that down. Break it out.
11%, though, admitted to violent road rage actions. 1 out of 10.
Well, wait a minute. Speeding's not exactly defensive driving.
No, but, I mean, define speeding. Just going over the speed limit? Because I'm sure I've gone 56 and a 55 recently.
Aggressive speeding. Like yesterday on my way back from Nebraska, there was a car that passed me that I felt before I saw. Mm-hmm. I felt the car. Boom. I was like, oh, my goodness.
What would you guess?
110, if I had to guess.
Was this on 29 or 2?
It was on 29.
Yeah.
Here's the other deal. I was never a fan of the self-drive. I really wasn't on the Tesla. I will say this. The technology has gotten so much better, even in the updates since I got my car a couple years ago. The car on self-drive will not break the law, Scott. And so I'm going to be honest. On the way to Lincoln and back, it was nice. I used it. And when I say it will not break the law, if you're behind a semi that's going 60 and your car is going 60, it will not go around the semi. You can go around the semi and then it will put you right back in the far right lane. How many people listening always drive in the far right lane? The answer is zero. We're all guilty of it.
No, I do.
Where you get right back over every single time?
Yes.
What if there's a line of 9 cars that are driving slowly?
If you can't, well, then I would try to pass all 9.
Yeah.
But if I physically cannot get over, or I realize that getting over is just going to make me have to get into the left lane again,
yep,
I'll stay in the left lane.
The car on self-drive
until I'm past the last
you,
one.
It'll let you pass, and yeah, then it brings you immediately back.
Well,
there could
necessary.
Be one of those stacked up car haulers with cattle on it. It will put you behind it. And then if you go around it, it puts you right back. And I'm going to be honest, when I'm driving, I tend to hang out in the middle lane. Not the right lane, certainly not the left lane, which is for passing, but I love the middle lane.
But see, I wonder how many Americans, like we live in a country, for example, and I know we've reported this before, we live in a country where 25% of adults cannot tell you the name of the vice president at any given administration. I'm not saying the current one, I'm saying any given administration. 25% of Americans cannot name the vice president of the United States. What percentage of American drivers do you think do not realize that the left lane is the fast lane and it's supposed to be only for passing?
One of our prosecutors posted it yesterday that this is driving lesson Wednesday day and you are never supposed to drive in the left lane.
But it's to pass.
80%.
You think 80% don't realize that?
Do not realize that you're not supposed to be over there.
See, when it comes down to 3-lane highways, I would argue 99% of people don't know where they're supposed to be driving.
Well, I'll tell you this. When I go to the gym in the morning, I have to get on 435 unless I want to get to class really late, right? The only decently fast way to get there is to go southbound 435. There is no rhyme or reason in rush hour traffic, which gives me anxiety, I swear to God.
Yep.
There is no rhyme or reason to how people drive in this town on 435. And I would say this goes for the Northland, Southland, and Kansas City, Missouri. They have no clue.
Is it okay to drive in the middle lane?
Yes, of course.
That's where you're supposed to drive.
Middle and right.
Well, middle is where you're supposed to camp.
Is where you're supposed to camp.
Yeah.
Slower traffic on the right, passing traffic on the left. Correct. You can camp in the middle.
Yep. Most people do not know that.
I'm a fan of the middle lane.
But just this morning, Scott, you have a great point. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I drive from State Line to, what is that, K7 on 435?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every morning at 5:30, and people are either going 60 or they're going 90. And this guy straight up tried to run me off the road because my 75, sorry, officer, was not fast enough for him.
Were you in the left lane?
I was, but I was passing somebody. And then the second that there was enough room to get around me on the right side, he whipped around me and cut me off.
Which you're not supposed to do. He should have given you the patience to get over.
And I had my right turn signal on, by the way. And then he flipped me off and honked.
Did he really?
Yeah.
10-2.
It's like
eyes straight ahead,
too, sir.
I will not drive in the left lane if I can help it. I simply will not do it, especially if I'm on a three-lane highway.
Did I tell you what happened to Carrie on the way back?
Way back from what?
Well, I was coming back from Lincoln. She was on her way downtown when it was pouring mm-hmm. cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, Sam, she had her windshield wipers replaced. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She is driving. She has not been in town. She has not used her car. And when she was in town, it wasn't raining. So she has not used the windshield wipers that they had put on her car here 2-3 weeks ago. She is driving in that downpour downtown. And follow me here. The windshield wipers go floomp, 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 floomp.
We're all very familiar.
Fling! They both fly off of her car.
I love it.
On the highway downtown, I get this frantic call.
Oh, my
She's
God.
She's like, I'm pulling over. I can't see. I don't have wipers. And so, yeah, at first I was like, oh, can you just imagine? They go, floom, 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 floom.
Bye.
So she, unbelievable. She has to pull the car over.
So now funny. She can't see.
Now she can't see. Uber, I don't know where she pulled over. Ubered in the middle of a roadway. Ubered to her meeting downtown. Then had to get in her car. Last night she comes over. I go, take my car. It was still raining. You cannot drive my car. So she took my car last night, ran some errands. She calls the company, and it's a mega conglomerate, internationally famous tire company. And says,
does it start with year of
yeah,
good?
You put my windshield wipers on a couple weeks ago and they just flew off on the highway. The guy laughs, which I know we all were like, okay, that's kind of funny. She's like, no, this nothing about this was funny. She's like, I could have died. Well, yeah, bring them on back in. We'll see what old Earl didn't snap something into place. I don't know what happened.
I am happy to put her windshield wipers on for
Johnny said the same thing. He goes, what are you doing? Bring the bring your
seconds.
Car over here. My God.
I wouldn't have a clue.
She probably paid $50 to have them put on. And
oh, geez.
Somewhere on I-35 right now.
There's another story in the stack about knowledge
maintenance. We'll get to that one next, right after the bottom of the hour. By the way, let me just wrap up this story from AAA. Cutting off other vehicles is up 67% in the last 9 years. Honking in anger is up 47% in the last 9 years. Not just honking because they're on the phone and they don't realize the light just turned green. You know, it's like, hey, heads up, it's time to go. That's not honking in anger. This is jerk. That's up 47% over the last 9 years. A new survey suggests that many drivers struggle with even the most common car maintenance tasks, Carrie Emmert, and lack confidence in understanding key warning
signals.
She couldn't replace her own windshield wipers, neither can I, full disclosure, and lack confidence in understanding key warning signals and insurance coverage. The Finance Buzz poll found that while most drivers can handle simple jobs, such as refilling the tire air and topping off the wiper fluid, by the way, only 78% can top off their wiper fluid, and only 80% of drivers know how to fill up a tire. Fewer than half said they could change a tire on their own. Only 36% reported being able to perform an oil change. And 73% said they would need some help replacing spark plugs.
Spark plugs?
Mm-hmm. Now, that one's pretty complex. Depending on the vehicle that you have, they're not easy to get to. But
I think an oil change is complex, Sam.
I could change my own tire, but I can't change my own oil. And that's why I pay a lot of money for it. Drivers also showed gaps in recognizing dashboard warning signs. 77% correctly identified the check engine light, and 76% knew the oil pressure light, but only 13% knew the brake warning
symbol. Sometimes it's just an exclamation point, and I'm like, what does that mean?
No, it can't that's the tire light.
Be good.
That means your tire pressure is low.
Yeah, my tire pressure light is on all the time. Old Toyota, it's commonplace. When we were driving back from Michigan, my buddy was like, hey, has your check engine light been on the whole time? And, you know, that's a 1,000-mile drive. I was like, what? My check engine light's on? He's like, yeah. And I was like, bro, that's the tire pressure light.
Okay, but when your check engine light is on.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah. Isn't it sort of like the suggested date where meat goes bad, where it's not necessarily that day? You've got some time.
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
There are some vehicles that when a sensor goes bad, it will trip the check engine light. There are other vehicles that the check engine light will not come on unless your engine is about to explode.
Do you know what else happened to Carrie, which is very funny and also not her fault? Her fuel gauge broke, unbeknownst to her. She does not know this. Her fuel gauge is broken. So she's riding around town with a quarter tank of gas. Great. And then all of a sudden, her car just stops driving.
They always stop at the quarter tank.
So she has it towed to Sailors.
Oh, God.
She's like, oh, my gosh, something is wrong with my car. It's just stopped. I can't get it started. She thought it was going to be thousands of dollars. She gets a call back, and he's like, you're out of gas.
Oh, man.
So she says, well, then, can you please fix my gas gauge, because it clearly says, look at it. It clearly says I'm at a quarter tank. Sure enough, she had a gas gauge malfunction and it had shown quarter tank for a while.
And let me guess, Kip, because he's the sweetest man in America, Kip Sailor, he fixed it for free.
I'm sure he, I don't know, this was about a year ago, but she has
I would have charged her $2,000.
You would not have. That's what she should charge us for the content she provides this
flux capacitor
show.
Running out of blinker fluid.
It's not my thing.
And by the way, you asked what earlier when I said you're one of those. You're like a movie shamer. Not all of us.
He's an auto shamer.
Got a firsthand lesson at working under the hood of a car. My dad could fix anything.
It's an exclamation point with a picture of a tire.
No, it's not. It's
mine is just an exclamation point.
In a yellow triangle.
Well, mine is a yelling? Picture of a tire.
I will say this, Sam. You have to agree with us on this. The lighted warning things do not look like anything I recognize in nature.
You know how to recognize them, right?
How?
You open your manual.
Okay. See, he's one of those.
He's one of those.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's right there. It's the owner's manual.
No, it's not.
Oh, man. You're one too.
No one reads the the car
owner's.
You
guys are giving me an
You're telling
aneurysm.
Me you read your car owner manual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just get in, drive it, and hope.
Amen.
We know.
Amen.
Wipers? Give me an aneurysm.
Wipers fly off all the time. It's an imperfect world.
Why? That's right. Why do they have to make your tire is low on pressure, exclamation point with, and mine, in my car, it's an exclamation point with a yellow triangle around it. Why can't they just put the word tires up there? In small print, just tires. That way I'm not like, because when those lights come on, and I do know that tires are the exclamation point. The engine is that weird thing that is apparently supposed to look like an engine and doesn't. But when I'm driving down the road and I see a light come on my dashboard, I immediately pucker up.
Have you ever heard of a legend?
I am one.
You're actually, Scott.
Get out.
Wow. You're puckering up not because you think the car is just going to stop suddenly. You're puckering up because of the cost that can be involved in auto maintenance.
And I'll be honest, I don't want to look down because I'm afraid it's going to be the engine light. And I want it to be the tire light so I can just drive into Quick Trip and get some free air.
And I get it. I'm blessed. I have a lot of mechanics in my family. So like Scott, when I was driving to the Sporting KC game and my spark plug went out and I was running on five cylinders instead of six and my check engine light came on, I knew exactly what the problem was based on how the vehicle was acting. I understand that that is rare.
What I want to understand is, are we still sticking with that lie for the reason you didn't use my tickets at night?
Dude, I changed my spark plug in the O'Reilly Auto Parts at 47th and Parallel Parkway.
Did you sing the whole time? O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
It started with O, but it didn't end with Riley.
Millennials expressed the most confidence in performing oil changes, while baby boomers were more likely to know how to drive a manual transmission.
Of course baby boomers know how to drive a manual, but I'm surprised they're not the number one group
on how
that
to
also
do all that stuff.
Knows how to do that. My dad knows how to do that stuff.
Yeah. Can you drive a manual?
I learned on a manual.
Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Dan? Of course.
Of course.
I mean, it's been a while.
Overseas, there's a lot of sticks overseas.
No, I wouldn't. I was really good. I drove a manual for probably 5 years, 4 years.
I hunted for a manual before I bought my last
one. Do they sell them?
Yeah. You can get them. They're very rare.
You know what's funny?
And typically more expensive.
When automatic transmissions came out, you had to pay on average like $3,000-$4,000 more for the car because it had an automatic transmission. Now it's reversed.
Wow.
Interesting. I learned on the transmission on 4th Street in Leavenworth, and man, how many times did I kill that car? Because Leavenworth is not the flattest city in America.
That was one nasty noise, too.
And then you feel guilty because the guy behind you is getting impatient. The light is green, and you're on a hill, and you got to restart the car, and then now you're nervous.
Great point from the text line. They use symbols because they make the gauges for many cars in many countries.
Oh, okay.
Then learn English.
Scott All right. Parks.
Learn to change a wiper.
Very judgy today, Sam.
I mean, it's a wiper.
The both of you are a little judgy today.
She was talking about you.
Today?
Me?
No, I was talking about Sam.
Exactly. Thank you, Dana.
Tell you what, bring wipers in. I'll change them for you.
Well, I actually do need the wipers changed on my car.
Okay.
Okay.
It'll be $2,000.
No. It's $60 an hour, though.
The owners of Camp Mystic in Texas said they do plan to partially reopen next summer. The all-girls camp where 27 campers and counselors were killed during catastrophic floods that swept through the Texas Hill Country in July. Actually, it was July 4th. The area of the camp along the Guadalupe River that was destroyed will not reopen next year, according to the owners.
It's along the riverbanks.
In a letter to Camp Mystic families, some of whom have criticized the nearly century-old camp over its safety measures and preparedness in the wake of the tragedy. But another part of the camp that was not damaged will resume welcoming campers.
They will never open those. Well, first of all, they were washed away. They will never open those campsites again along the riverbank. The owner died in that flood. The owner, the male who owned that space, died. I don't know if his wife survived, but he died. And knew that was in a floodplain and had been told over the years, you should probably move that to higher ground. That will never reopen in the way that it was.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Oh, Sister Jean at Loyola has retired.
106 years old.
Wow.
Sister Jean is hanging it up.
Aw. She was such a joy to watch.
Longtime Loyola Chicago chaplain and, of course, March Madness icon a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They got to the Final Four that year, didn't they?
I think so.
If yeah. I'm not mistaken.
She was at every
quite
game.
Wide ways.
Huh. Yeah, Final Four, 2018.
Story here from the New York Post. So much for a sugar high. Soda's popularity has fizzled over the years as study after study has revealed that its sugar and its calories obviously fuel the risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and dental issues, among other health problems. Now, new research out of Germany is suggesting that consuming soft drinks can also increase the odds of developing depression.
Hmm.
Researchers say that popping pop raises levels of Egerthella.
Common spelling.
A type of gut bacteria found to be more abundant in people with depression. Women are at a higher risk than men.
Okay. Speaking of women, we have a postal carrier who was getting $260,000 in disability payments when she was found lifting and carrying tables, according to the feds. I want to be an insurance investigator.
Okay.
A North Carolina woman collecting thousands in disability benefits was secretly working another job while claiming she had not worked in years after she was injured as a postal carrier. 74-year-old Sandy Thronberg received more than $540,000 in workers' comp. Now she has pleaded guilty to knowingly and willfully making a false statement in connection with the fraud. Her defense attorney had no comment. For years, Thronberg lied about her ability to return to work and kept receiving payments from the federal workers' comp program. She worked as a letter carrier until 2015 when she hurt her right ankle and foot while on the job. A few years later, they received an anonymous tip in 2020 that she was working at an accounting firm, leading to an investigation. Apparently, when you get workers' comp, you continually have to sign something saying you're still not working and you can't work.
Mm-hmm.
While under surveillance, she was seen helping customers lifting and carrying tables at work.
Who was that superintendent here in town years ago?
Oh, I know, with the cane that he threw in the back as soon as his plane landed.
So, Sam,
epic.
This was
epic.
Who was the reporter?
Kramer.
Sam Kramer. We had a superintendent here in town. This was back in the, I think it was in the 90s. And his name will come to me here in a minute. And he was superintendent of schools for Kansas City, Missouri. And if you remember on the text line, please tell us. Relatively common name, if I remember correctly. Anyway, he said that he had injured his back and that he needed to go on workers' comp. He, you know, he needed to take a sabbatical away from the job, et cetera, et cetera. And Stan Kramer, for whatever reason,
followed him down to Florida, I think.
Had a hunch that something wasn't right about the superintendent claiming that he had injured himself and needing a sabbatical and needing to go down to Florida to rest and recuperate, et cetera, et cetera. So, and Stan Kramer worked at Channel 5 at the time. He was their investigative reporter. And he went down to Florida. He followed the superintendent down there. And he and his photographer, videographer, were basically hiding in the woods around this cabin. And
wasn't he axing
wood? He was chopping wood.
Sammy was doing
Walter Marks. Thank you,
text line. Hard manual labor.
Chopping wood. He was chopping wood. And he was summarily fired before he probably even got back into Kansas City. And yes, his name was Walter Marks. That is correct.
If he had just laid low.
Just go sit in your cabin and read a book.
This 75-year-old woman, I know I keep saying that, but she's 75. And I'm like, she faces up to 5 years in federal prison.
It's fraud.
That it is.
Birds of a you'll love this one, Dana. This is from the USA Today. Birds of a feather flock together, the old adage goes. But a rare bird spotted in Texas suggests that there's more intermingling between bird species than we thought. Researchers at the University of Austin discovered a strange-looking bird near San Antonio. They visited the scene in June of 2023 and took a blood sample.
Took a blood sample?
I don't know. Test results revealed that the bird was a hybrid, the result of a blue jay mating with a green jay, of which I had never heard of. The bird may be among the first examples of climate change contributing to the formation of hybrid animals, as the habitat ranges of blue jays and green jays did not overlap until a few decades
ago. Was the bird teal, I have to ask?
I don't have a picture of the bird.
Some behind the scenes. I just watched Dana type into the computer.
What does blue and green make?
What color does green and blue make? That is correct, Sam.
Shut up, Sam! I was like, is that chartreuse?
You asked that question, and I was like, that took a really long time to ask. Wait, she was typing.
I thought she was looking up what a green jay looked like.
No, I couldn't. Well, I thought it was maybe, I don't know. Shut up, Sam.
Busted. Quick break for the news.
I was looking up the name of the superintendent because I didn't think
it
was right.
No, you weren't. Okay, it is right.
Fine.
It was Dr. Walter Marks. He served from 91 to 95.
Yep. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.